This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Kimberly Adams, in for David Brancaccio. In southwest Georgia, farmers have been waiting for federal disaster aid since October. That's when Hurricane Michael devastated the region. From WABE in Atlanta, Emma Hurt explains what that delay has meant for the local economy.
Hi, sir. Hey, how are you?
I'm doing good. Fixing to get better.
Valerie Cook grew up in Colquitt in southwest Georgia. Last summer, she reopened what had been her parents' grocery, Privet Store. She sells drinks, snacks, and groceries, mostly to farmers. And when they have a bad year, she says, so does everyone else.
When they don't have income coming in, I don't have income coming in. And so, yes, you know, some of my customers do trade with me and charge by the week. And if they didn't have a paycheck coming in, I didn't get paid.
After Hurricane Michael, she says, if it weren't for the out-of-town tree removal workers who came by the store, she would have had to close up. The October storm brought 150-mile-an-hour winds that toppled 20% of Georgia's pecan trees and 2 million acres of timber. Calhoun County farmer Eric Kimbrell lost about half of his peanuts and cotton to the storm. And since then, he says, the community's pulled together by pitching in to fix up buildings and by giving each other a break. Like the local farm hardware store that's worked with him over missed payments.
I just told him, I said, look, I appreciate you working with me. It's been 3 months since I ain't paid my bill, you know.
He had been hoping to pay that debt with a farm loan and eventually got that loan, but later than he wanted. And those loans are important. Most farmers need them to cover expenses until harvest, and they hardly had a harvest last year because of the storm, which made it difficult for many to get their new loans approved. And that made it difficult to pay their bills and difficult to get new crops in the field on time. The delays have put farmers like Kimbrell in a vulnerable spot.
Yeah, I think it's a 3 or 5 year process getting out of the hole. That's if we don't have another hurricane. That's if Mother Nature cooperates.
This is where the federal aid would help. Without it,
there'll be some folks who will not farm because the disaster package has not been passed.
That's Hank Jester. He processes loan applications in nearby Blakely. 80% of his business is ag. Georgia has put up $75 million for an emergency loan program, but with $2.5 billion in crop loss, farmers are still looking to the federal government for relief. In Atlanta, I'm Emma Hurt for Marketplace.